Stars, some lonely visible in darkness.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting on the vinnieeastwoodshow.com. You can go there if you want to support the broadcast and donate either through PayPal, or there, if you happen to be a New Zealander, there is a Kiwi bank account options there, and we recommend people either donate or give $5 a month to simply support the broadcast, because let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, just point a stick at somebody in New Zealand who's doing anything like what I'm doing for anywhere near the amount of people that I'm doing it for. How many people are supporting the activist community? How many people are making sure that they've got a radio platform and YouTube and what have you? How many people have been censored by YouTube for criticizing the Prime Minister and exposing his past? The answer is, there's freaking no one, all right? So if you want this country to continue to survive, well, basically, I'd be inconsequential to that. Maybe that's a bit arrogant of me. But anyway, if you want the activist to at least feel like somebody's listening to them, go to the vinnieeastwoodshow.com and please donate today. Speaking of which, my very special guest right now is the Dr. Rima Labo. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Vinnie. It is always such a pleasure to be with you.
Now, Dr. Rima Labo is, of course, famous in supermarket chains because she's the one who makes all their Labos for the food products as well. And she's also the wonderful person behind the Dr. Rima Truth Reports, obviously. and she's really good at helping out with, well, basically helping health without the use of ridiculously painful pharmaceutical drugs. Now, I was speaking to you a couple of hours ago, Rima, about the mainstream media demonizing the living Shiite Muslim out of you. Could you fill us in?
I don't know about the Shiite Muslim interview. Is that what you said?
No. Shiite Muslim is actually just standing in the place for a four-letter word.
Okay. Sorry. Yes. The mainstream media has decided that I am its most recent demon. And that's rather interesting. It actually started on August 16th when the New York Times, the good gray New York Times, all the news that's fit to print, decided that I was irresponsible and that I was pumping a scam because it said that I was making claims that nanosilver 10 parts per million would cure Ebola. And the FDA, that's the Fraud and Death Administration of the United States government, or of the New World government, I suppose, had decided to say that nanosilver was a bogus cure for Ebola because there was, and I quote, these are very important words, Vinny, no approved treatment for Ebola. And so the New York Times wrote a terrible article about me and about the Natural Solutions Foundation, and they accused me of providing nanosilver to Nigeria, which I had not done precisely because neither the president nor the Minister of Health of Nigeria took me up on my offer to provide it for them for clinical trials.
Who would have thought that the Nigerians would ick themselves out of another scam?
Well, In the same issue, the New York Times was calling me irresponsible for sharing nanosilver as an immune support based on research done, I will have you know, by none other than the United States Department of Defense in an agency called the Defense Threat Reduction Agency, the DTRA. They did research, and I was telling people about that research. That research was declassified in 2009. And so for the last 5 years, at least, people have known that nanosilver, 10 parts per million, this particular one, increased the ability of cells to resist penetration by the Ebola virus. Specifically, when a virus cannot penetrate a cell, the virus cannot then capture the DNA mechanism of the cell and force it to replicate itself, the virus, and rupture the cell and be released into the body and make more viruses and more and more and more. No penetration, no replication. No replication, no disease. So what we were showing was that based on the Department of Defense's own research, the lie that there was nothing that could stop Ebola was nothing more than a lie. Well, they didn't like that. So
the real question is,
this is so funny, Vinny, you got to hear this. In the same issue of the New York Times, they said that in a different article, that instead of saying that there was nothing, they should give Ebola victims statin drugs, which somehow or other would cure Ebola. So I'm irresponsible for talking about powerful, solid research, and they're not irresponsible for making this up and pulling it out of a dark, damp orifice. That was just the first one.
Well, the real question is here, how do you know that the Department of Defense aren't complete frauds?
Well, they're frauds in many ways, but the fact is that I have been using this particular nanosilver, 10 parts per million, for 10 to 15 years. And I have used it with people who had all kinds of infections that were resistant to absolutely everything, except this nanosilver 10 parts per million, which is totally non-toxic and which has never failed to be effective against any organism as far as I know. So it was consistent with everything I know. But then we get to the point where the World Health Organization, which is definitely not your friend, actively interfered with clinical demonstrations in Sierra Leone and in Liberia. I mean, when I say active, Vinny, I'm talking active. They said, you can't do that. And the president of Sierra Leone threw the chief of station of WHO out after he waltzed into a cabinet meeting and said, hey, you guys can't use nanosilver. We won't let you. So he got thrown out of the country. Eventually, we managed to get nanosilver into Liberia and into Sierra Leone to members of the government. And today, we published a piece from the Minister of Information, that's the presidential spokesperson, of Sierra Leone. And that's published on the first link that I gave you. That's one of my blogs. Maybe you can put that in your chat. If you go to drrematruthreports.com, the latest blog that we have is called This Works, Sierra Leone Information Minister, because what he said and what he verified in an email was exactly what he meant, was that nanosilver, 10 parts per million, is working in his country, which is ravaged by Ebola. And so there, it works. That's his statement. And of course, we now have clinical trials starting in another West African country in secret, which are being documented in minute detail by a physician. Because the truth is of the matter is that this Ebola virus, weaponized Ebola virus, the patents of which are held by the United States government, is a genocidalist's wet dream, and we just threw a spanner into the works. It happens to be a silver spanner.
There is an old saying among Lancaster bomber pilots of World War II. They had to fly from England and go all the way over to Germany to make their bomb runs. When you're being shot at with the flak cannon, i.e. if you're copping the flak, it means you're over the target.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Well, we have all the right enemies, so we must be doing some pretty good work. Now, we've done something even worse, Vinny. Even worse. Maybe you should never talk to me again. What we've done is make this very same nano-silver available very inexpensively to people so they can buy it. And I've given them a protocol so that they know how to use it. And this is totally non-toxic. It's a nutrient. It's not a drug. It's safe for everybody, including pregnant women. We have multiple peer-reviewed studies showing that. Oh, dear, oh, dear, we just threw a silver spanner into their genocidalist wet dream.
How unfortunate for them.
Pardon me?
How unfortunate for them.
Foiled again.
And in fact,
foiled again. Do you realize how long they spent? They've worked on this damn thing since 1977. And they finally got it right, except, oh dear, some idiot declassified this research. Oh dear.
I can guarantee you that dude who declassified that is going to be fired tomorrow.
I can guarantee you that they're chopped up into little pieces by now. By the way, may I give the website where people can go and see whether they want to buy this for themselves, and it is available internationally?
Well, naturally.
Well, thank you. It's http://donate.drimatruth.com. There is no www in this one, folks. It's http://donate.drimatruth.com. And the FDA has sent us a warning letter, and so has the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. They say that we've turned nanosilver into an unapproved drug by telling people about the research. But they also say that in order to tell people about nanosilver, 10 parts per million, we have to have research. So if we use the research that we have to have, they'll make it illegal because they'll turn it into an unapproved drug, which is illegal to make, manufacture, or recommend. A little catch-22 for you.
It sounds very similar to the way YouTube treated me. I emailed them to say, hey, bro, can you, like, reinstate my channel, please? And they emailed me back saying, your email is banned. Sign into your banned YouTube account with your banned email and then email us with that. And then
exactly, exactly. Exactly. And they create a circle, and then they say, well, you can't get out of the circle because it's a circle. And so what we did was we have created a response to the FDA, and we have said we are perfectly willing to follow the law because in the United States it is against the law. We believe the law is unconstitutional, but it is against the law to say that a nutrient can diagnose, treat, prevent, mitigate, or cure anything, even if it can. And it is illegal to say that a nutrient is a therapy.
This sounds This sounds exactly like a Codex Alimentarius, which you exposed.
Yes, it is, it is, it is. And so it's illegal to say there's a treatment. And one other cool fact here, Vinny, the FDA lacks the legal authority to approve nutrients. So the FDA says there is no approved drug. And they're right, because they don't have the authority to approve or disapprove a nutrient. And I'm sorry, I misquoted. There is no approved treatment, they say. But the nutrient cannot be a treatment. It can only be a therapy. So there is a permitted therapy. There is no approved treatment. So legalistically, they're right, but they're right in such a way that it intentionally deceives the public into thinking that they better wait around for that magic serum or that super-duper new experimental vaccine and then roll up their arms. I mean, roll up their sleeves. I have been doing radio for about 6 hours today, and it's about 1:34 in the morning where I am. So forgive me if I'm a little bit
You're still more cogent than 99% of the other qualified doctors in the world, Dr. Reamer.
Well, that's because I don't use a prescription pad. You see, that sort of turns them into meta whores immediately, and I don't do that. But thank you. So the point is that here we have a safe, inexpensive, easily available nutrient that stops the entire problem from going forward. End of problem. And they don't like that. So CBS has attacked us, and the Gannett papers, USA Today, I'm sure, public radio, you just name it. Mainstream media, boy, we are the worst thing to hit the pike since God knows when.
And by chance, is there a single victim that they can point to?
Of the use of nanosilver?
Yeah, did somebody like just get nanosilver? Oh my God, it's 10 parts per billion.
Well, that's so interesting. They're saying it's a pesticide, which is interesting. And I say, oh, does it kill pests too? That's great. They're saying that it's dangerous. And they have one study in which somebody injected tiny particles of silver. Now, nano just refers to the size. It could be anything finely divided into tiny sizes. They injected it into the abdominal cavity of experimental animals, and the experimental animals didn't do well with it. So they say, see, it's toxic. And I wrote to the person who showed me that article saying, ha-ha, it's toxic. I said, is that really how you and your family are planning to use it? You're going to inject it into your peritoneal cavity? Most people just drink it.
I mean, because then you've got like a thing called the digestive system, which had been evolved over bazillions of years or whatever the hell in order to keep stuff out of you. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. And so there's another study. This is one of my favorites. Somebody wrote to me and said, it's actually toxic to sperm. And I said, really? I don't see how that could be, but okay. And I went and I did some research, and here's what I found. In Denmark, they took a bull and they expressed its sperm, and they took out all the liquid. They condensed it. So it was really, really, really condensed sperm goo. And then they put a very high concentration of some kind of silver, all silvers are not created equal, into the plastic bag. Notice plastic. Plastic has xenoestrogens and things that would have some impact on sperm. They put the nanosilver into the bag with the condensed sperm goo, and they let it sit around for a while, and then they found that the sperm were less able to perform their spermly duties. And that was said to be evidence of sperm damage from nanosilver ingested. And so I said to the person who wrote to me, unless you are planning to dehydrate yourself, put yourself and your sperm in a plastic bag and expose yourself to high concentrations of some other kind of silver besides the one that I'm talking about, I think your sperm are safe.
You know, and let's face it, if your alternative to, even if that was the case, all right, it definitely kills Ebola. Now, what are you more worried about? Whether or not you're going to have kids tonight while you're infected with Ebola, or being infected with Ebola. I think it's a no-brainer.
Well, yes, and I think many of the comments are no-brainers, but this is part of the propaganda system. This is, you know, you take something totally wildly out of context, and you say, ha-ha, you see, it made the sperm less motile, and therefore it's going to make young men infertile. Huh?
What? So it's the same kind of logic that the World Bank privatization helped Argentina out, you know?
Exactly. And it is also the same kind of lack of logic that you get when you educate people in such a way that they are not capable of rational, logical thought. Like, for instance, Common Core would be a good way to train people to never be able to discern the difference between a truth and a lie, except by the shiny case in which it's put.
I had some people telling me today that there's, hold on a second. Everybody has to find their own truth, etc. And I was like, that's impossible because the truth is objective. Everything is exactly the same to everybody if it's actually the truth, okay? Because it's factual. It doesn't move. It doesn't change, varying on your opinion.
Yes and no. I can have a truth about whether I love someone. That is my internal truth. But that is different from a scientific truth, from an externally validatable truth. So we have to discern what kind of truth we're talking about. Are we talking about subjective, internal, emotional truth? And nobody can take that away from me. I either do or don't love. I either am or I'm not angry or whatever. I either like this flavor of ice cream or I don't. That's my internal, personal world. And the truth is irrefutable and absolutely irrelevant to anybody else's truth. But then there is external truth that we can measure, that we can repeat, that we can validate, that we can show in a laboratory. And that truth is what you're talking about. You're talking about external, validatable, common consensus truth because it can be reproduced. If this bowl that's sitting in front of me is measured with my ruler, it's 4 inches across. If it's measured with your ruler, it's 4 inches across, unless one of us has a defective ruler. And that's the end of it. There's no argumentation about external validatable truth. If the nanosilver protected the normal structure and function and enhanced it of the immune system, that's going to be repeatable today, tomorrow, next week, in Japan, in Singapore, in Malaysia, in Santiago, in California. It doesn't matter. The truth is repeatable. That kind of truth you don't find your own of. The internal subjective truth, I love, I don't love, etc. Yeah, that's mine, to be my own on my own terms. And that really shouldn't have any impact on consensus shared reality.
Unfortunately, people think that it does, and this is actually what makes the ordinary person, whether or not they realize it, actually quite dangerous to people who know the difference between an objective truth and a subjective truth.
Yes, exactly. Now, if you don't teach people how to think inductively and how to think deductively and what the difference is, if you don't teach people the skills of precise communication, I mean, we can all be loosey-goosey when we want to, but we ought to know how to be precise when we need to and when we choose to. If you don't teach people that, then you are crippling people and making them dependent on your truth. And that, of course, is what's happening. There was a book called The Invisible Man by Harlan Ellison, if I remember. And one of the things that happened in this future set science fiction novel was that the proles, the ordinary people, had a restricted vocabulary. They could not form complex thoughts because their education did not give them complex communication structures, and therefore they could be controlled extraordinarily easily. And isn't that what we're seeing?
It is, and it is only getting worse. Now, we only have about a minute or so left in the broadcast. Dr. Rema, do you have any closing thoughts that you wish to wrap up about the Ebola scams? Scumbaggery? Well, I'm sorry. How many words does that start with SC that I come up with? I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
Yes, it's real, it's dangerous, it's weaponized, and it's coming at you. And what you need is knowledge. Oh, it's also aerosolizable. It's transmitted via the air. And what you need is both knowledge and, frankly, nanosilver. I don't know of anything else that will protect your immune system's normal function in the same way. That's what I have to say, Vinny, and thank you so much for giving me the chance to say it.
Well, just hold on for 1 minute there while I ramp up then. I think what we've got to be really cognizant of especially after doing like 4+ hours of radio today, is that you can push your limits, all right? You can entertain thoughts that you don't even quite yet believe. And sometimes those things can be interpreted as mistakes, but ultimately, if you don't make any mistakes, you never make any discoveries. And so the constant denial of everything without even bothering to look at it is more or less a slow suicide that people are condemning themselves to. Don't kill yourself. Live. And feel alive. And go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and donate today. There's also a couple of products there. The Blue Shields. In fact, I need to get myself a pair of Blue Shield headphones, which would be great, because my brain's starting to hurt from having the headphones in too much, directly irradiating through the ear canals, my brain places. It's not good. Other than that, thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you after the break.